Hi, my name's April Keane and I'm a singer-songwriter.
So how are you feeling about the Coffee House tour?
Well, we just literally had our last gig an hour or so ago, so it's gone really, really well. It's been really exciting and it's been so fun to play so many places with so many different people over such a short period of time.
Have you ever done anything like that before?
No, never. I've never been on a tour. I've never played in so many of these places before, or played university students. So it's really nice because it's the audience that I kind of want my music to be directed at. So it's been really cool.
What made you want to take that career path?
Well, growing up, music and sport were my two loves. And when I was 15 or 16, I started writing songs and I put it out there. I put them on Facebook. I started going to see open mics, and that kind of made it clearer to me that music was something that I wanted to pursue, and the rest is history, I suppose. Yeah.
So you knew pretty like early on what you wanted to do then?
Yeah, I definitely, like, growing up, I knew I wanted to do something performance-wise because I was into acting and drama and music. So yeah, I think I did know I wanted to do something, but I didn't really know exactly how to get there as such. It wasn't until I'd written my first song where I was kind of like, oh, so I can write songs and I can perform them.
Growing up, who kind of influenced you in the like music industry?
Big influences for me are bands like Daughter, No Wonder. They're both their sound and their lyrics as well. Like, it's all very meaningful, and like the sounds they use, like they're kind of bridging between folk. Definitely Daughter, anyway, between folk and kind of electronic pop on there. There's a lot of electric influences from like synths and pads and electric drums, and definitely the sound and edging.
So your debut single, Against the Tide, which was released last May, had a huge support from BBC Introducing. How did that make you feel?
That was absolutely amazing. That was completely, like, that took me by surprise so much, because I literally uploaded the track to the uploader for BBC Introducing, and then a few hours after I did that, I got an email saying, your track is being broadcast tonight. And I was just, like, I've uploaded stuff before, but it takes time for them to listen and put it up, but they literally broadcast it a few hours after I put it up, and then played it like week after week, and then I went and did an interview with Sean McGinty, and that was a really big confidence boost to see like my music being supported so much. So it's definitely made me more excited to release the newer stuff and hopefully for them to support it as well.
Yeah, it sounds great. Did it help you in any way? Like, did any other opportunities come up, or was it just a massive confidence boost?
No, there definitely were opportunities, especially around Lancashire, because it was on BBC Truth in Lancashire. I ended up playing some gigs with musicians around Lancashire, and acting vocals for guys like Robbie Kavanagh, who's doing really well. It definitely did help me a lot, and I think a lot of people found my music that way as well. So yeah.
Have you ever had an embarrassing moment on stage, and how did you style it out if you did?
I've never had like a complete and utter fail on stage, but yesterday, I think when we were in Brown, I managed to rip my tights just before I went on stage, and I had it just was not a subtle ladder. It was like the hole was bigger than like a tennis ball, and then all running down the side. And I tried to wear my coat for the whole performance, but then it just got way too hot. And I said to everyone, I was like, I'm really sorry, I've got a huge ladder, but I'm really hot, so I'm gonna take my coat off. They weren't too bothered. I mean, I guess it wasn't too embarrassing, but maybe my big fail is yet to come. I don't know.
What would your best piece of advice be to anyone who wants to get into the industry?
I think just doing it. I know that sounds really strange, but like so many people sit on the fact that they might want to try music out, and they play in their room and maybe to a few friends. But I think literally just getting out there and playing like open mics, or even busking if you're brave enough to do that. I'm barely brave enough for that, to be honest. But just playing open mics, that was genuinely where I started, and it still is where I go now. Like, because I just moved to London recently, like, I kind of had to start again there, and playing open mic to help you meet, like, other musicians who then you might end up collaborating with, or you just meet people who really enjoy your music or your voice or whatever. And also, it's just really good fun as well. Like, you may figure out that maybe it's not for you what to take, but it's still something you can really love to do.